AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. will open its new embassy in Havana later this month. The president will make the announcement a few hours from now. Our Tim McGuire's in Washington.
A top administration official says the U.S. and Cuba will announce the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana. The anonymous official, who was not authorized to discuss the announcement ahead of President Obama, says the president and Secretary of State John Kerry will talk about reestablishing the diplomatic ties. Relations were severed between the two countries at the height of the Cold War by then-President Dwight Eisenhower in the final days of his presidency in January 1961. Tim McGuire, Washington.
We're learning that senior Obama administration officials knew in 2009 that then-Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was using a private email address for her government correspondence. But AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports there's something we still don't know.
About 3,000 pages of correspondence have been released by the State Department, but it's unclear whether officials realized Clinton was running her email from a server located in her Chappaqua, New York home, a potential security risk and violation of administration policy. The newly released email showed Clinton sent or received at least 12 messages in 2009 on her private email server that were later classified confidential by the U.S. government.
A black church north of Charleston, South Carolina, caught fire last night, and authorities are trying to figure out why. It doesn't appear anyone was hurt. 20 years ago, the KKK burned down the same church, the Mount Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church in Greeleyville. Overseas, the Eurozone's finance ministers will weigh a last-minute Greek proposal for a new financial aid program. There is a report that Greece will accept all its creditors' bailout demands with a few changes. This is AP Radio News. He's running. Republican New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is running for president.
Chris Christie began his run for president in a place that's elected him three times, Livingston High School, where he was president of the class of 1980. He promised a campaign full of straight talk, which pleased supporter Fred Luberto, a New Jersey caterer.
I think Chris is a tell-it-all kind of guy, straight and love it. And being from Jersey, the country's going to love him.
Christie said the country is plagued by the weak leadership of President Obama and can't afford to be turned over to, in his words, Obama's second mate, Hillary Clinton. He did not mention any of his 13 Republican rivals for the nomination. I'm Warren Levinson.
Well, one of them, Jeb Bush, has released tax returns showing that he's earned nearly $28 million since leaving the Florida governor's mansion in 2007. Team USA is going to the Women's World Cup Championship game on Sunday after a 2-0 win over Germany at the semifinal in Montreal. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.